Yes, Oisin, final score here from the Dave Gullagher grounds was Letterkenny 26 to Ban Nil, outscoring the Stabann men by 4-0. Therefore, not only picking up their 4 points, but also a try bonus point, which they'll be very pleased about. Certainly take them up the table and add to their points tally, which is at the moment looks very good in mid-table. You have to say, overall, they were the stronger side. Stabann at times and had periods of very good play, so as you would expect from a Stabann team who have always a very good pack. But defensively, especially in the first half, Letterkenny between, say, the 15th and the 25th minute really had put up them by Stabann, but some great defence, two great turnovers to get penalties, and that meant that they could relieve the pressure from when they were under. They opened the scoring after about 7 minutes after dominating quite a bit. Very good, strong forward play, picking and driving. And it's two or three of their forwards almost got over, but eventually they set it up. And the scrum half, Conal Sheridan, he fenced centre Sean Deere, who bashed over the post. Out half, Ryan Mortimer converted. That was 7 points to nil. As I said, Stabann had then had a very good 10-minute period, but they failed to put their pressure into points. And on 26 minutes, then Letterkenny had their second try. When a kick out field was put under, the Stabann back three were put under a lot of pressure by the chasing Letterkenny players, and their fullback just took a wee bit too long in trying to clear his ground, and scrum half Conal Sheridan, he charged it down and got the touchdown in the corner, which was not converted. Then 32 minutes, probably the best score of the game, went out half Ryan Mortimer. He broke in halfway, beat three or four players, and he found himself in the clear about 30 metres out. Passed to the right, for prop Michael Foy was there, and he raced along. Just tackled it, but he slid over the line, and Mortimer converted. So 19-0 at half-time, and certainly Letterkenny were very happy with that performance. In the first 10 minutes of the second half, both teams lost a player. John McFadden went off for Letterkenny, and David Hagan had the Stabann fullback, so both sides down to 14 players. But really, in the second half, despite a lot of possession, Letterkenny never really got the cohesion going as they had in the first half, and a wee bit of frustration probably came in as well. But on 62 minutes, they got the fourth and all-important score. Whenever Roger McLaughlin, their number 8, made a very good break up to the line, good ball was set up, and Sheridan nipped over for a space of scores, Mortimer converting, making it 26 points to nil. At this stage, of course, it would get very, very dull and dark, but nevertheless, as far as Letterkenny are concerned, they'll be delighted tonight with that particular performance. I've seen a big improvement on this Letterkenny side. It's a young team, only three or four players I would recognise probably from last year. As I said earlier on, they've got a very good youth system, and if they can keep churning these guys out and hold on to them, certainly I think not this year. If they can consolidate this year with a few more victories, but certainly next year they're maybe in a position then to make a push to try and get up into qualifying two, which I think these young guys would benefit from. So the final score here in the local derby in qualifying League 3 at the Dave Gullagher grounds was Letterkenny 26, Stabann 0.